Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Allison Cambridge. I'm originally from the Washington, D.C. area, from Arlington, Virginia, and I'm currently living in New York City.
And we are talking about something pretty cool you guys are doing during the whole pandemic. You know, a lot of theaters are shut down, all kinds of stuff, but you're doing Sing for Hope Grams, where you are doing, you know, it's like those birthday grams I assume people have seen, but explain what yours is.
Yes, exactly. So Sing for Hope is a wonderful charitable organization that in the past has reached out to underserved communities, particularly hospitals and schools and youth groups, to do live performances. Now, of course, with the pandemic, everything is shut down and there is no live performance. But the mission of Sing for Hope is to continue to give back to the community and spread the power and the joy of music. And so what Sing for Hope decided to do was to do basically singing telegrams. And these are personalized grams from Broadway and opera singers like myself. And we call up people on the phone, or we do Zoom singing telegrams, however somebody chooses. And it's a great way to let somebody know during this time that you're thinking about them and to receive a little bit of music in your day. And 100% of the proceeds actually go back to the Sing for Hope artists, all of whom are, you know, most of us are unemployed at this time, and go back to the different communities and other organizations that Sing for Hope supports. So it's a really win-win situation all around.
Now, I know you're based in New York, and a lot of the Broadway artists are in New York, but this is something that D.C. folks can do, right, since it's virtual. I assume they can sign up online and you will, you know, Zoom down here with them in D.C.?
Yes, exactly. It's really great. You just go to singforhope.org, and you will see there's an area to click for a Sing for Hope gram. And it can be as generic as you want. You can just say, oh, I would like a Broadway star to make a phone call to my grandmother on such and such a date, and I would like it to be from a popular musical from the 1950s. Or you could say something very specific and say, well, I would like opera singer Allison Cambridge to call at this time and do a Zoom and sing this opera aria from this opera. So it really can be customized or as general as you like. But yes, we have access to everybody all over the country, however you like.
Now, how much does it cost for that? And, you know, is there, you know, a certain time limit? Is it guaranteed, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or is it sort of customizable? Or, you know, give me the logistics on that.
Yeah, it is customizable. So each gram is $100. And like I said, the proceeds go back to these artists who are unemployed and then to the other communities and organizations that Sing for Hope serves. And, yes, it is. It's really up to the person, however much time that they'd like to take. You know, if they just want to have their song sung to them and that's it, and that's all they have time for in their day, then sure. But if they'd like to have a bit of a chat and talk to some of the Sing for Hope artists, whoever calls them, and, you know, just chit-chat and get to know each other a little bit, we can do that too. So it's really up to whomever is requesting the Sing for Hope gram and whatever they're in the mood for.
Gotcha. Now, I know you are one of the, you know, performers, but I, you know, I also see it's other Broadway stars. There's even some Grammys, you know, opera stars too. You know, could you list maybe a few of the more famous names that we might, you know, have heard of?
I'm trying to think. I know I have so many colleagues, and I'd hate to leave one. I'd hate to leave anybody out. But it is a huge roster of artists. And they do span, I mean, I can tell you that it's people who have been on Broadway from various casts of the hit musicals, you know, from Phantom of the Opera. I think there's some people from the cast of Mean Girls, people who've been in Les Mis. I was in the show Rocktopia. I also sing at the Metropolitan Opera. Both Camille Zamora and Monica Yunus, who are the co-founders of Sing for Hope, are world-renowned opera singers in their own right. Monica, who's been singing at the Metropolitan Opera for a long time. And there's a real range of artists as well, I should say. You know, if you are more into pop, there are people who are pop singers that are on the roster of the artists. There are jazz singers. people who do more just standard musical theater. It's a huge list of artists. And if you actually go to singforhope.org, you can look at the different artists that are on there.
Awesome.
Who are doing these grams? Yes.
For sure. Now I know you guys are New York based, and New York was, I mean, everyone knows, one of the earliest and hardest hit, you know, spots of coronavirus. You know, there was with the Broadway actor Nick Cordero even lost his life.
Right.
Just talk about how, I mean, talk about that a little more, about how this is coming from a community of artists that have really been devastated by coronavirus, both, you know, with the high infection rate there initially, and also economically, like you're saying, you're all out of jobs. Like, speak to why it's sort of a really, really personal cause to you guys.
It's, you know, it's a really difficult time, and I think it's become increasingly difficult, actually, as the pandemic has gone on. I think, like so many other people, you know, in March, maybe in April, we were thinking, okay, there's an end in sight, and, you know, Broadway and theaters may be back, you know, by early summer or end of summer. And it sort of all hit us, the realization now that most of us aren't going to be going back to work until 2021. And that is a huge shock to the system as any performing artist, because we live and thrive in these theaters, and ranging from, you know, 500 people to 5,000 people. And there's sort of no end in sight right now in terms of when we're going to be able to get back to performing for audiences of that capacity anytime soon. And, you know, we really do thrive off of being able to entertain people and give them that joy and that happiness from musical performances. And so not only have we taken a financial loss, but we've also taken a huge creative loss. And I know a lot of artists have been amazing and innovative in terms of putting things up on YouTube and Instagram and performing virtually, but it's really not the same, and it's certainly financially it's not the same. So I think what the Sing for Hope grams does is it empowers the artist. It gives us a chance to actually perform and connect, make that human connection through our performances and singing. And there's, of course, a small financial reward. I know that, you know, myself, I was on Broadway in 2018, and I know that all of my colleagues are all out of work, and that includes other people as well, like, you know, the stagehands and the makeup artists and the wig people, and, you know, we're all really feeling this loss. I personally have been trying to find a way to find a positive spin and look to the future. You know, I'm co-creating a new show that is set to debut in 2021 called Rock Me Amadeus. It fuses opera and rock, and so I'm trying to put on my producer hat and focus on the positive things that can come out of having sort of all of this time on our hands. But that all, you know, that doesn't, you know, take away from the fact that as artists, we are looking for those opportunities to perform, to sing, and to share our art with people and to make people happy with our voices.
Awesome. Now, I assume most of these, you know, Zoom performances, personal calls, are probably done, you know, from, you know, the artist's apartments or houses or wherever they are.
Yes.
Do you guys, you know, do your best to put on any, you know, costumes, like, from the show so you're not at the theater, but, you know, do you try to just, you know, scrounge up something from the closet, or, you know, how does that work? What all is a performance?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was actually doing a group Zoom for the MoMA, for the Museum of Modern Art here in New York, and they had requested a specific song from a very popular opera, a specific aria, and I was thinking about what different backgrounds in my apartment can I use, and my home office and practice studio has some modern art in the background, and so I rearranged the paintings and I made sure that I had this flashy artwork in the background because I thought that would be nice and appreciated by this group. And I do know other artists, yes, have absolutely put on costumes and, you know, done their hair and makeup in a certain way, and some people have used green screens to have sort of these interesting virtual backgrounds. So the artists really are having fun with this process. So yes, if you do choose to have a Zoom Sing for Hope gram, then you might get a fun costume surprise with your song.
Awesome. Well, it sounds really cool. I mean, just in closing, you know, since we are, you know, a DC radio station, remind our listeners sort of your journey, you know, where exactly down here you grew up, or, you know, maybe some local performing arts organizations or singing, you know, vocal, you know, how you got into it and made the move to Broadway.
Absolutely. So I am a D.C., Northern Virginia girl through and through. I went to grade school at the Potomac School in McLean, and I went to high school at the Sidwell Friends School in Washington, D.C., and I took my voice lessons at the Levine School of Music. And I have been singing at the Kennedy Center with Washington National Opera and with the National Symphony, my goodness, going on nearly 15 years now. Washington National Opera has been sort of one of my home companies, and I always look forward to being back at the Kennedy Center. And in fact, I was supposed to be there this May, starring as Bess in Porgy and Bess. And of course, everything got shut down, so that is being postponed until a later date. But I really do look forward to returning back to the Kennedy Center, Washington National Opera, and also Washington Performing Arts. I've done many concerts with them. Yes, and then I've been living in New York, has been my home base, for about 17 years, but singing at the Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, and on Broadway. But I do always love returning back home to the D.C. area, seeing all my friends and you know, former classmates and family there. And I hope to be returning back soon when all the theaters open.
Awesome. Yeah, we all hope so, too. Again, okay, cool. Well, thank you so much. Again, it's singforhope.org is the website. You can find the link for the Sing for Hope grants there. And, you know, thanks for doing this. I think it's not only beneficial for you guys, you know, to have a way to do some work during all this, but for people, too, because everyone's a little stir crazy. So it's nice that you can do something like this. Or maybe it's like a good, you know, I guess it's too late for Mother's Day or Father's Day, but maybe a birthday or, you know, something coming up. It might be a nice little treat for somebody.
Yes, it really, it is, it's perfect for a birthday, and you know what, it's also perfect for just like a nice surprise, just to sort of, hey, I'm thinking about you, or, you know, oh gosh, you know, I know my sister loves this song, or, you know, my father might like this, and it's a warm, welcome surprise, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, we appreciate it, and, you know, best of luck.
Great, thank you so much, lovely to speak with you.